Hello, and welcome to Win Stupid Prizes, the show where we ask the questions that nobody thought were worth asking. I'm Eddie, and I'm joined today by absolutely everybody, and in order of appearance, they are... Bear.
Hello, everybody.
Jamie.
Yo, hello.
Paul.
Hi.
AJ.
Hi.
And Alex.
Not appearing in this film.
Now, this is a part three, so if you haven't seen parts one and two, or haven't listened to parts one and two, links will be down in the description. Go and check those out if you're interested, or just jump straight in and be confused about what we're doing. Because this started off with the premise... Can we get the One Ring to Mordor, which evolved into Can We Survive the Fellowship of the Ring, which required Can We Survive the Two Towers, and now we're here for part three, Can We Survive the Return of the King? Last we left off, three of us had made it through the Dead Marshes and were currently on their way through the Doggy Door to Mordor, whilst the other three had started a defence contractors and had just won the Battle of Helm's Deep, and I think you'd been contracted out to go and now fight at Gondor. Do you guys want to pick up from there?
Yeah, I'm happy. I mean, we're not fighting, that's the whole deal.
Oh yeah, good point. All right.
Yeah, we're not on the battlefield. Jeez, that's dirty work.
Oh. Okay, well, how are you handling that battle then?
Well, okay, so we travel there. We have our whole group, our whole contingency.
Yeah, we've stolen a bunch of people from Rohan.
Everyone who's basically cool or wants to play board games with us is now part of our... Well, they don't have that many board games, so we make a few war games, and then anyone who does them is now like an expert on war tactics.
We invent Risk.
Actually, yeah. That's the main way of working for a defense contracting business, right? We just war game everything first.
So we get the message that we're going off to Gondor, and we send a message back saying, we're on our way, start making loads of models of all of the armies and your city and stuff.
Like little nice carvings. Thinking about making weapons. Just make little carvings of elephants.
And dice. So many dice.
I want that terrain pristine.
And make one big one that's on a big table in a big room where we can push it around with sticks.
Yes.
What do we know about the situation we're turning up into? Like, how dissimilar to some other versions of this story are we at? We've got a big city. It's going to get sieged.
Okay, let's just assume we get there. Who do we meet?
There's Denethor. That's the nerd who is there at the... Well, is the main one there. The main character in Gondor, arguably, is Denethor. Do we have Gandalf? We have Gandalf with us, right?
We can. I mean, Gandalf was last seen blowing stuff up,
beating
right?
up Saruman. Yeah. Okay, quick question on Gondor. Gondor refuses... to call for aid.
Is that a key point? We show up and we're like, okay, tell us what you've got, what weapons, what strategies, what resources, what are all these different parts of your city? We point to like the towers, we're like, what are those for? It's like, oh, those don't do anything, we won't use those.
Yeah, the beacons don't do anything.
And they're like, oh no, it's fine, don't worry about it. I don't know who told you that we had a problem with this whole siege situation.
Well, but what are they for, dude?
Oh yeah, we did just assume that one, didn't we? What did Gandalf tell us? I don't know. There's, look, Bear, are you letting a bonfire not burn?
I'm trying to find out what these bonfires do.
What? Denethor very specifically is like, no, I'm not calling for aid. I'm a grumpy man. I'm gonna not ask for help.
So we know that they call for aid.
So yeah, we do know they call for aid, either by him telling us that he's not going to, or Gandalf telling us what they're for. That's known information.
Okay. I mean, obviously, yes. We're like, we definitely won't call for aid. We fully agree, but we do need to inspect the towers for stability and security purposes.
We're going to send you up to just do a security test.
With a clipboard.
Of the thing, with a clipboard. The clipboard's got a match on it, yeah.
I just test their watch guards. I'm just like seeing if I wave at them and say I'm supposed to be here, if they just ignore me. And then I spend a full hour and a half trying to light the fire.
You're really good at getting past them, but once you're past them, you're like, oh, how does this work? There is a fire directly above it. You can just drop onto it.
Yeah, but that would be too obvious, and that would make them suspicious.
So calling fade isn't difficult.
I think this happens, because we've shown up, we know it's going to happen. What's the timeline here? When's the battle going to happen?
Oh, good question. Soon? Eventually? The timeline is... Okay, I will admit... that our dear friends who have gone on a different journey have done very well at keeping to timeline. And we have diverged wildly and maybe several months late.
All I mean is, like, are the Rohirrim showing up early? Or are they showing up when the battle's happening or what?
I think the Rohirrim are showing up early because we're with them. But we don't know what happened to Aragorn. We kind of lost him.
We've lost Aragorn. We've lost anyone else who's looked like Legolas and Gimli.
That's a very good question, actually. We know this big battle's going to happen. We've been been called over for it. Do we just have the Rohirrim with us?
Yeah.
We don't even need to light the beacons. We just light it for fun to embarrass Denethor.
Yes.
All of the army is right there, and they're like, we'll fight for you as long as you light the beacon. Otherwise, we're just standing here and watching.
So wait, we don't even get the Rohirrim turning up at, like, the last moment to help save things.
They're ready, yeah. They're right there.
We've still got the Army of the Dead for that. That's fine. Yeah, yeah. Just camped outside the city.
The whole Gondor calls for aid and Rohan shall answer happens right in front of the guy.
You're at the top of the wall. You shout down the wall to the Rohan camp outside, and then Theoden shouts back up, and it's like, oh, okay. Lovely.
I have one other thing I think that would be important to help this battle that they didn't do.
Mm.
I think we know that they're good at making big instruments, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the Rohirrim. We know there's a big horn. I'm sure they can make other big instruments.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
We need like a band playing a soundtrack during the battle. That will absolutely help with morale and like keep it on their side.
You want a motivational band?
Yeah, like a theme song for that army.
It's for ambience. Didn't they have like whole Roman legions for that?
The orcs are running in and just shouting, like trying to do heavy metal riffs. They're like, dun gun 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 to themselves, and they're just getting blasted out by this classical, the like theme of Gondor.
We've got to counteract Grond somehow, okay? We need a better chant.
Oh, we need, okay, we do need to counteract Grond. That's an important point. Them chanting Grond is a really big like dampener on the mood of the city. That's important. So in the movie retelling of our version of this, not the original movie, ignore that, the music is diegetic, as in the soundtrack is in setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we've got background, backing track is all in the universe, all good. And we've got speakers around the city?
If you've done exercise, it works better when you have like a theme, like a background music going in real life.
Okay.
And I'm sure that translates to armies.
Of course, yeah. Definitely. And wait, we can help Denethor through his midlife crisis by having him be the lead singer.
I was thinking cheerleader. I want him with pom-poms.
Or getting him a motorbike.
Yeah, that'll do it. You're right.
I just wanted to get him off of, like, burning his son, burning himself, trying to sacrifice Gondor because he thinks it's hopeless, to try and, like, help him a lot. We've helped people in the past. We helped Theoden. We helped Grima. Let's help Denethor.
The cool thing about The Lord of the Rings is it's essentially a setup that you can't fix with therapy, but goddammit, we're going to try.
Yeah, look, he's been having voice chats with Sauron over the Palantir. Oh, actually, no, it doesn't do voice, does it? He's been having video chats on mute with Sauron over the Palantir for months now.
Just writing on paper and holding it up to the camera.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you up?
He's been jousting his will with the Dark Lord. It's drained him. And we're gonna get someone on rotation on that so he doesn't get as drained. And we're going to bring him back in. He's not going to sacrifice himself on the pyre. And it's going to keep morale up.
Are we catfishing Sauron?
Yes.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, we just start showing our butts on the Palantir.
Oh, no, I would say different people dressed as Denethor on the Palantir, so it gives him a time to recover.
Yeah, yeah, confuse them. And I think we need a rota of soldiers just, like, being rude to the camera.
Yeah, just to annoy Sauron.
So Sauron just is, like, really annoyed all the time.
That's also great for morale.
Yeah.
The other thing I think that we're good at being European is we can train the soldiers, and this is, like, half of the training they do up getting close. In between physical exercises, they rest and they practice their chant exercises. So we get our crowd chants going so that they can really, you know, fight back against the orcs. The orcs are like, Grond, Grond, and we're like, you're shit, and you know you are.
Good. So I think we've pretty much got this beat. I don't know what could disrupt it at this point.
I mean, there's still a lot of orcs, so it's not easy, but...
Yeah, we'll solve the battle later. This is just making sure we're ready. We're prepared. Anything we need to, like, set up to deal with, say, a bunch of giant elephants? Just want to quickly check on that one.
Yes, it's me with a load of bananas.
Yep.
Wait, mice. Minas Tirith has got to have a bunch of mice. We just collect them all up, and then we build a catapult, and then when the elephants turn up, we just pelt mice at them and freak them out, and that solves one of their main weapons in the fight. Sounds perfect.
Are elephants scared of mice? Is that a thing? Did I miss the memo?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Elephants are scared of mice. It's like Superman's kryptonite.
It's very important, though, that we... Okay, I really want an elephant, so...
Well, we're scaring them, so we're not killing them.
And then we need to, like, make them think that the orcs did it, and then we're like, hey, we're going to be nice to you.
Well, if you can make them flee, you can get them afterwards.
I bet the elephants would like the music that the Gondor band is playing, and they just sort of chill and start swaying to it.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the whole of Harad will. We'll just get Harad on side. Like, the elephants and the elephant riders and stuff. We'll just persuade them over by the power of music. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so we've planned the best dance party in all of Gondor. Gondor.
Yeah, for morale.
I think we've solved it, folks. We're the best defense contractors.
Yeah, we go into this battle feeling ready, and also the five of us three, Wormtongue and Eowyn, are just like, we need a bunker for no particular reason. We need a bunch of food supplies and like a corner set up, and we're just going to go sit in there just to do some planning and meditation.
That's the war room. We've got a little map where they're pushing people. They shout down a tube to tell us what's happening, and we move things around the map. Yeah, perfect.
Although I might sneak out to hear the music and look at some elephants.
Anyway, I'm sure everything elsewhere is going as smoothly for other people as it is for us in Gondor, having a nice chill time working out how we're going to make this trivial.
I hope no one's having to deal with giant monster spiders about now.
Why would you say this? All right, so we had just gone through, or we were going through the Doggy Door to Mordor, as we called it, which I guess is just not the Black Gate, but next to it or something.
Yes.
I don't know, Poilum, you're leading the way.
Yes, I had to update my Oyster card. I had minus 10p on it.
You're in debt, Poilum? We gotta fix this. Come on, dude. It's like a credit card system. It's not worth being in debt.
Yeah, this isn't the first time I thought I was getting a ring, and I turned out I wasn't. I'm in so much debt.
Paul's just got a chain of Oyster cards, each maxed out somehow. So you can max out on Oyster card.
Right, so now we've gone through the gate.
Fantastic.
So, if you look up ahead, you can see there.
No, the doggy door, not the gate.
Right, okay, you see that tower? Oh, quick, get down, get down!
Get down, all right, you see that what now?
Yeah, so you see the big tower, that's where the big guy is.
Yeah.
And if he looks at you, it gets real fucking weird.
Right.
And just in front of you, that's where, like, you know, his butler is. That giant, that, you know, rides like a big snake. Oh shit, they're coming.
What are you talking about?
Get down, get down.
I'm very confused.
What the fuck is going on?
There's a fucking lot of them, isn't there?
Oh, it's an army.
There is 10 and 10.
Oh, not this shit again.
All right.
Oh, no.
Alex, we've got to have a little aside. Now, do you think this is the appropriate time to beam Poilum over there with the big rock? He's got us into Mordor.
I mean, do we have to climb this big staircase first?
I see what you're saying. You think he'd give one of us a piggyback?
Yeah, exactly.
Dibs.
And 3.
Well, oh, well, I'm so tired, man. Could you give me a piggyback up this staircase?
I could give you this bit of rope and I drag you up. Does that work?
Sounds fun.
Here we go.
Hang on, haven't we got some magic rope that, doesn't it like contract or something?
It unties, sir.
Yeah.
So it unties. Shit. I was hoping you could pull me up, or you can magically pull me up. All right.
No, that was a rope that I invented for a D&D campaign, Master Ed.
Was it? Oh my god, the memory. All right, well... Yeah, tie me to a bit of rope, pull me up.
Okay.
Think of your lower body strength. You're going to get so swole after all this walking we've done.
Wait, I don't want to increase Poilum's strength score. I'll walk. Good point.
So, here's the thing. If we try and go through where all of those fighting look, oh, there's two more. If we try and go through there, it's going to be really nasty. Or we get some cardio and we go up all of these steps.
Oh, I fucking hate stairs.
Now, I've got a Stairmaster at home, so I'll be all right.
Wait, no, Stairmaster means you don't need to go... Hang on a minute. Do you live here?
Well...
Is that what you're suggesting? Dibs on the Stairmaster, if that's the case.
Hang on a minute. No, isn't the Stairmaster the exercise one? Are you thinking of a Travelator?
Oh, I assumed you meant, like, stairlift.
I thought you were talking about the thing that went up the stairs.
No!
Oh my god, I can't believe we have to take it aside for Stairmaster. No, you're absolutely right. You're right, I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
Right, so, I recently had a small tenancy up here that lasted rare order of about 350 years.
Wow, my freehold is worse than that.
I was in a really bad employment contract. It did come with lodgings, though.
Look, nonetheless, if we don't make it, I know, look, Poilum, you're not the sort of person who has a will, so if you die in this adventure, dibs on the Stairmaster. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
so
right.
You're saying that up these stairs is less dangerous than through the big army?
Yes.
Okay.
I do hate stairs, though.
Let's go on the less dangerous route up these stairs.
Right.
The very, very safe stairs.
Okay, Master Eddie, here, I'm going to put this round your neck. Right, hold on tight.
Yeah, and, okay, cool, this seems safe.
Right.
All right.
What was your name again? Oh, I remember. It was Dumbfuck. Right, come on.
Wait, what? That doesn't sound...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, he'll be fine.
You've tricked me into doing cardio. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God, we've only been eating rocks for, like, the last 2 weeks. How is this guy? Oh, because we've been eating
rock soup. Come on.
And of course, we're going to climb all these stairs without much issue at all. We're not going to have a big falling out.
Oh, no. Why would that happen?
No, yeah.
You've got a ring and you're going to give me another one. It's all good.
Exactly. Yeah, but you did make me do cardio and I fucking hate cardio.
No, we just hit you on the head a lot as we dragged you out of some stairs.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. I'm severely injured.
I really pity the people that had to put these stairs in because this took a while.
Why are they here?
Didn't ask, to be honest with you.
Fair enough.
But now, see, there's a nice viewing point up there. Look, like, if I had a map, there'd be, like, you know, one of the weird sort of, like, blue dashy line things that looks like half a sun.
This would be a really convenient place to push someone off, I say, heavily patting Plalum on the back.
It would be, sir, but I've also tied the other end of this rope around my own neck.
We are now all tied together in that case. Two of us with the ring bag and two of us with the neck rope. I'm glad we've become our own chain.
Right. So if you look across there, you can see the Misty Mountains in the distance.
Oh, lovely.
And behind us is Shelob the Spider.
What the fuck? What do you mean? What do you mean? You're all tied to me, and little known fact about me, I'm terrified of spiders. This is a nightmare for me.
Well, let's untie each other and run away.
What do you mean, run away? You're staying here with me if I'm staying here. I'm tied to Plalum and you're tied to me.
Why are you guys a light bulb, you stupid fucks?
Anyway, I just start throwing everything we have at this spider and sheer panic. Throw my sword, I take off my shirt. No, you've got the chainmail on. I take off Alex's shirt and throw it.
What about the light of Eladriel?
I throw the dirt, I throw the seed, I throw the random vial of light. I throw, where else the rope?
You just blatch it up on the head with a vial of light and then the sword just in the sting just embeds itself in a brain.
Nice.
She gets a bit scared of like a sword lands in her brain.
Do we get the XP for this?
I think you'll find that I threw the sword, so do I get the XP for this? I'm suddenly a little bit buffer and taller. No, I put all my points into charisma. There's no, that's the only way I've made it this far, by putting all of my points. The only way I made it out of the first film was by putting all my points into charisma. Oh, God. All right, we gather our stuff.
Okay, so we have a paralyzed Plalum that we're going to have to carry.
Oh, we'll drag him along. He's tied to my... I'm going to tie it slightly lower down my body than at my neck. But yeah, we'll drag it. We'll drag Plalum along. We still need him to tell us where the fuck we're going.
Left of it!
And we've got some sticky webs right. That he's going to get, like, right. He's going to scoop up as we go through.
Yeah, we gather up all of our stuff, and I guess we just shimmy past this giant fucking spider that we killed.
Do you want to pick up Sting?
Oh, yeah, you know, obviously, I'll pick up the sword again. I'll pick up your shirt. No, I think I kind of proven that I deserve the shirt, to be honest. Well, you've not put up a fight, so I guess I'm taking that too.
Yeah.
And we carry on our merry way.
Well, apparently everything's going absolutely fine elsewhere, so we don't have anything to worry about.
Well, the battle's now happening, right?
Yeah, and we're in a bunker, so I guess we're going to have to slightly step back from ourselves and work out how the battle goes.
No, I've snuck out of the bunker.
Oh, God, you dragged me with you, haven't you?
I've left the door open as well.
Yeah, okay.
I've got the key.
Jamie, have you seen Eowyn recently?
No, she popped out to get some snacks for the bunker. And she didn't... Oh.
Yeah, we might have a situation on our hands.
Wait, what's the situation with Eowyn?
I don't know. She might be busy somewhere. Maybe she went to have a chat with her brother? Cousin? Aoma. Whatever his name is.
Brother.
Yeah, he was down in the Rohan camp. Maybe she wanted to have a chat with him. It'll be fine.
I think when I leave the bunker, because I want to see Big Elephant and hear the music, and I've taken the key with me.
Yep.
I don't think we planned for there to be, like, drakes.
Oh, wait, yeah, are the Nazgul on their fell beasts? Yeah, no one told us about those.
Yeah, there's, like, a number of flying monsters we're unprepared for.
We didn't bring a flat cannon, jeez.
And they keep landing and I keep running up to them to try and pet one and then they kill someone and take off. I'm like, no!
Well, you're just running through Minas Tirith and, like, somehow surviving. Yeah, that sounds like you.
That's very much my Skyrim experience.
You see a dragon, you're like, ooh, a dragon, and then it flies off after killing someone.
Try and get it in melee, and then it's run across the battlefield, and it just takes off and lands somewhere else.
So, things are probably going fine. We just haven't dealt with the Air Force. Don't we have... We have Gandalf for that.
Gandalf doesn't do spells.
He does, like, light.
He does fireworks.
Okay, that's why I'm not... That's why I'm not dying. I keep running across the field, and Gandalf is, like, hovering behind me on a little cloud or something, and just casting light every time someone's about to stab me.
I mean, Air Forces typically deal really badly with a whole bunch of light, right? Gandalf is effectively shining a little... You know, one of those torch pens that you're not meant to shine at helicopters? He's got that.
Yeah, so they won't land near me. That's why they don't land near me. And I'm like, Gandalf, stop it!
Yeah, that's it. We go over to Gandalf, give him a little lens, and he can turn the beam into an actual proper beam, and then he just, like, causes one of the Nazgul to crash from shining it in their eyes.
I don't think we deal well with the... I think, like, the battle's going pretty evenly. We were supposed to have an edge, but this air force of basically dragons is cutting off that edge and disrupting our key points. Maybe they're going after the musicians.
Oh, no, they can't do that.
They'd be able to pick them off on the battlements. That's the worst.
You didn't come up with the protective method for the band?
We weren't told... We thought they were going to be all on the ground. We were told about giant elephants. We were told about armies. We weren't told that they were flying things. We didn't know they had planes.
Have we tried firing the mice at the Felbeast?
Yeah, they just ate them. It just gave them, like, a bonus stamina.
Oh.
It distracts them for a few seconds. If we miss slightly, they dive off to catch them.
We need some kind of Shakespearean destiny fate sort of prophecy.
Yeah, maybe something not bound by gravity or physics.
To deal with these fell beasts and their rider.
You know who's really good at horse riding?
Not me.
And we haven't seen recently. No, that's true.
Wormtongue.
Yeah, okay. So we tell Wormtongue, okay, here's a sack of mice. What you need to do is weave your way between these towers and throw the mice up at an angle such that the Nazgul swoop into the towers and knock themselves out.
You're baiting the Nazgul to crash with the mice as bait. That's not bad.
Well, the thing with the Witch King, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a known prophecy? Do we all know that?
Ooh.
Do we know that the Witch King isn't going to get killed by a man?
It was a prophecy foretold by an elf who's on our side of things, so maybe.
Yeah, the elves are famously good at sharing their ancient wisdom.
I mean, we have been to two of their main homes.
We send Wormtongue out to go and distract the Nazgul with mice. He's just throwing them up in the air, running around with me. Gandalf's casting light so that we don't die.
Baiting them around, yep.
And maybe the Witch King's mount just chokes on a big mouse. Witch King crashes and dies as he's falling. He's flying at high speeds towards the ground. He's like, I shall be killed by no man, but the ground is another matter.
Oh, he just goes splat.
That, I have to say, just on a side note, that's a really big mouse. Like, if that's the size of mouse that Minas Tirith has going around, this siege is going to be a real problem.
It's just slightly larger than normal, and the Nazgul, the beast, just got really unlucky. You know, you can choke on something way smaller than you expect.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Wait, so the crashes, dies, and there's just Eowyn suiting up for her Macbeth thing, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, she's just like, I've got a secret. I'm no man. I'm going to surprise them all and kill this guy. And he just lands in a pile at her feet. And she's like, that was me.
Yeah, yep, still yep, counts. Yep.
Just puts her sword in the thing on the ground and says, it counted for that elf. I guess it counts for me.
And then the rest of the siege is trivial, right? Because we've already prepared.
No, it's not. We get lucky with that one fell beast.
Oh, no.
I think the others are flying around until a bunch of ghosts just show up and gank them.
Oh, good point. Yeah, ghosts can fly. I forgot that.
The ghosts are just like, no problem. We can fly too. We're like, where did these ghosts come from? They look kind of spooky. Are they going to come fight us? And then they just go and gank the fell beast. And we're like, cool. And then they just leave.
Like, oh, wow. We could do with those ghosts. They were pretty... Oh, bye.
So the weird thing is, like, they're clearly set out as ghosts, but we don't know if they can fly because they look like they're walking, right?
Well, they flew here.
Oh.
Maybe they just pile on top of each other in, like, a big ghost pyramid and reach up for the beasts.
That is exactly what I was thinking. Circus act ghost army.
Like the scene in Ants or... is it Ants where they form a big wrecking ball?
No, it's the scene at the end of The Path of Neo where all of the Smiths form up into one big mecha smith and you fight him.
Yes, that is what we want.
Yeah, we just have big ghost. Oh, and that gets to hold the Oliphants as well and calm them so we, you know, at least get to feed one.
Elephants famously love being bundled up into a big pile and rolled around.
We just feed them bread. We get a load of bread and we feed the elephants bread.
Solved.
Okay, we've broken the siege. Lovely.
Did you break the siege by katamari-ing the elephants?
I think we probably, a few orcs just stay around and keep dancing and are like, you're not allowed to kill us, we're dancing.
This is a non-PvP zone.
Until we stop dancing, you can't kill us. And we're like, okay, keep dancing.
It's part of the peace treaty.
For the next, like, 100 years, there's a few specific orcs that just dance day and night.
Wow.
Hey babe, I know I say this a lot, but we really could use your help in getting a few more ears on this bad boy. I'm not suggesting you sully your social feeds with reposts of the episodes, unless you want to, of course. But if you're having a conversation and remember a joke you heard on the podcast, or somehow you'd learned something from this show, why not just mention, this came up on a podcast I was listening to called Win Stupid Prizes. It only takes a few seconds, and it's honestly little tidbits like that, which is how I get most of my recommendations, so I'd really appreciate it. In fact, and don't tell the other listeners this, but you're my favourite. So we're now just having a pleasant little time wandering through Mordor. I'm doled up to the nines because none of you took all of the items as I was gathering them.
I mean, you could share the loot around if you want, but it was your loot.
Hey, look, I gave you the opportunity to take your shirt back and you said nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, okay. I've got all the equipment now.
Shirtless hobbit with like, oh, yeah, we've got the ring bag. It's not like we've got a ring between us. How out of it is Pwalum? Okay, great.
Did he get bitten by Chilob or something? With okay. Oh, he's right. Back.
So I can't feel one side of my face, and I constantly smell toast, but otherwise I'm good.
You didn't even get bitten by the spider. You just had a stroke. I mean, you are like 600 years old or whatever, so like...
Right, okay, so we need to go that way, and is that where the other ring is? Because this is a long way for one ring.
It's in the mountain.
Yeah, you know
it was where he forged them, he left it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that makes sense. There's a forge up there, doesn't there?
Yeah,
there's a forge up there.
It makes so much sense. How else are you going to make a ring?
Do you guys make rings? Or do you think you've got a nice shop there?
Sure.
I might want to get some spares, since it's taken me so long to get this first ring.
Once we've done our quest.
Well, since there's a forge there, I'm sure we can make more if we need to.
We could build a shop there.
Sell a ring shop in Mount Doom.
Right, okay, so, oh my god, there's a fat load of orcs right here, isn't there?
That's alright, I've beaten a big spider, I can fight a couple orcs.
Oh, you're gonna go and fight them?
But, I mean, like, if we need to fight them, I'm not gonna go and fight them, but if we need to, I'll deal with them, don't worry.
I do have a rock.
That's good, I did tell you to get that rock, keep that on the down low.
I've actually got two rocks. I've written the words Ed and dumb fuck on them.
Why have you written my name twice on them? Oh, I see. Right, good thinking. The orc probably is called Ed, and that will confuse it.
I could go and ask.
Have we tried stealth? And if not, have we tried orc-style face paint?
Orc-style face paint? What face? We got some magic dirt we could use as face paint.
Yeah.
I did throw that at the spider and then gathered it back up, so we may have less of it, and it may now be mixed in with a bunch of ash or whatever.
That'd probably be quite good, to be fair.
Yeah,
actually, this will work quite well. Now, just make sure you don't get any of the spider poison that's mixed in with this in your mouth or eyes. Ah! Yeah, Pollum, if you do, you'll probably be all right, given how well you handled a spider bite.
There's so many orcs around that there's just some, like, waylaid bits of orc armor and stuff and, like, I heart killing good guys shirts and everything.
Do you think this bracer suits me? Like,
no.
But I'm already bracer.
Boo.
It's the correct response to that.
So we're just going to have a casual walk to Mount Doom.
Yeah, disguised as orcs. What could possibly go wrong?
And if anyone says, what are you doing? Why aren't you marching in this formation here? We're just like, Sauron was like, hey, I personally need you to go to Mount Doom. And as long as we don't get seen by the eye, we'll be fine.
Okay, you say that. I'm going to go with the no hablo inglés strategy.
I did overhear those guys over there say that, like, Big King Boy is back, apparently.
Who's Big King Boy?
And they're going to go and beat the ever-litting snot out of him.
All right, great. So that'll be...
Do you want to go and watch?
No.
Oh.
We do not want to go and watch.
I kind of do, but also it seems like a good opportunity. If they're going to go and beat the snot out of some king that we don't care about, then let's just keep on moseying on and being like, oh yeah, special orders from not the king boy, obviously.
The big guy.
Big guy at top. Very important.
Yeah, special orders from the big guy. Smart.
And then if they ask to see our ID or something, we can just stand with the sword.
That's when I'll get him with the stick. Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
I must admit, we do have a slight problem that your sword is constantly glowing, Master X.
We have a scabbard, right?
Do we?
I think so. We must do.
We'll cover it in the magic dirt. I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's a special sword that says, I love orcs, and so it goes blue.
You two go first. I'll go behind you so the glow is less obvious. And if I need to stab someone, you just give me the signal. We all know what the signal is, and I'll do it.
Okay, it's a long way. Do you want to do some rousing songs?
Oh, the road goes on and on.
Do we have to deal with any orcs? Are we going to, like, surely, like, a couple of orcs are, like, look, who the fuck are these motherfuckers?
Can we get an orc from someone?
So, like, an orc or two just wander up to us. Like, you know, we're passing by and some of them are like, oh, wait a minute.
Right, what we got here? Who are you three?
We like frolicking in the forest and being hobbits forever.
Orders from the big guy. Special orders. Top secret.
The big guy? Which big guy?
I thought I was the big guy.
Oh, the biggest guy of them all there is.
Yeah, such a big guy.
Aren't you a bit short for an orc?
Yeah, funny that. Stab!
Oh, no! He stabbed
oh,
him!
Oh, no, but that was a pop culture reference.
Oh, no, wait a minute, wait. What's your name? Because I need to write it on this rock.
No, I've already stabbed one of them. Get the other one, Wallum.
No, don't worry. I'm cool. You just chopped his legs off to show him that he's short as well. It's all right.
Yeah, exactly. You understand orc cultures.
Don't worry. I'll see you. I'm going.
Bye.
Thank you very much. And ignore the blue glowy blade. It's covered in dirt right now.
I just run. You've got a glowing blade, right? I just leg it.
I'm sure that will not come back to bite us in the ass. And this one that doesn't have legs, I'm just gonna kill this one.
Wait,
tell Pualam your name first.
Timothy,
that sounds like a lie. You know, orcs called Timothy. All right, good work, Pualam.
I don't think I spelt it wrong.
Nah, you're fine. That's close enough. Timothy is obviously spelt with a G. Anytime you want to help, Alex, great.
I can't help.
Oh yeah, I took all the stuff.
I have no equipment.
Nah, I just wanna give you shit for not helping anyway.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm still running.
He's still running. Do we have a crossbow?
What is he going to do? He can run as much as he wants.
What's he going to do?
Who's going to believe him?
When they come for you.
Right, I think we need to get moving.
Onwards and upwards, friends.
Hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to Mount Doom we go.
That's the spirit.
Hi-ho.
Why are we at the Black Gate, guys? Why did we come here?
No, we're not yet, I guess.
Okay, good.
Here was going to be my suggestion. We can send, potentially, Aragorn and his army off to the Black Gate to have a little scuffle with Sauron and maybe, you know, do some distractions and stuff. But that sounds... like, that's not defense, that's not sieging, that's not what we do, that's the reverse, that's attacking.
You've got to admit, though, it's handy that he showed up with a whole extra army just when we could do with one to form a distraction.
Yeah.
I think we should let him do it.
Yeah, he should go and do that, but I feel the pull of destiny. And while everyone's distracted, how about we get Gandalf to show us where the eagles are?
I've just got a letter from Sauron saying he's heard about our good services and wants to hire us at twice the fee, so... I'm tempted.
Oh, wait, so I'm suggesting we go fly over and try and find out what's going on. And you're suggesting that we go and just work for at Barad-dûr?
I didn't realise Bear was taking the catfishing so seriously. Clearly it paid off.
Why don't we go and, you know, if it saves us walking.
What, we're going to fly? Wait, we could borrow one of those fell beasts. The ghosts killed the Nazgul. Surely there's a fell beast we could fly to Mordor.
And Aragorn and his army is just like, we need to just distract them for as long as possible, right? At the gate.
Yeah, and that's not our thing.
I might go and suggest, rather than getting, like, Aragorn killed for the sake of distraction, why don't we say that he's part of our contractor and it's going to be, like, a live exercise of defending the gate?
Wait, so...
What?
We're going to go and work for Sauron, but we're saying that the attacking force is part of the practice for defending the Black... I feel like we might not be able to pull that one over on Sauron.
No, I've got this. Okay, it sounds really dodgy, but there's no way that Aragorn is going to go along with this and come to be a defense contractor for Sauron, right? So what we do, we tell Aragorn that we're off to do that and he can come with us if he wants. He'll be so mad, he will definitely go and besiege Mordor, at which point Sauron will be like, like, wow, I definitely knew your services. Here's double the money.
Yeah, and he gives us all the keys that we can open all the doors, and we just are like, okay. Because wait, which side? I think we need to... We can take the contract without actually being on his side, right?
Right? That's how contracts work.
We're a neutral third party. That's how that works.
All I mean is we can take the contract and use it against him.
I do not know where you're going with this bit. I'm trying to let you cook.
Like, Aragorn's not going to be that mad at us if we're like, hey, we're going to go and pretend to do some contracting work. It'll get you into Mordor.
Oh, you're going to open the Black Gate, right.
Yeah, it's part of an exercise, and they're like, okay, right. That, we see what would have happened here. Send the army back out, and we'll do it again with the thing. And Aragorn just goes running off.
Okay, now I see where you're going. I didn't know where you were going with this for a second. I thought we were going to get killed by Aragorn at the end of this. Oh, geez.
We still might, there's time.
Well, you know, there's plenty of room for, like, us to double-cross Aragorn, or Sauron to double-cross us, or...
The question is, when we go and start... Whether we're doing it for real or not, like working out the security of Mordor, are you going to recognize the extremely problematic backdoor entrance into Mount Doom that needs to be filled as quickly as possible? Or are you going to let that one slide?
I mean, we're not there for that long, right?
I guess, yeah.
Like, we get sent there. Aragorn is like, we need to just cause a distraction for as long as possible. We go in and start, you know, walking around and being like, don't mind us. Here's the letter from Sauron saying we can walk around. It confuses all the orcs because they've never heard of this.
They've never seen a letter.
And they just stop paying attention to stuff that they're supposed to pay attention to.
I'm sorry, I want to jump in so briefly to say we've been resisting the temptation of the ring for two full episodes, or skirting around the temptation of two full episodes. Yeah. You've got one letter from Sauron and you're considering playing both sides. Immediately. I thought you were the good guys.
Yeah, that sounds like Bear.
It's access. The whole thing is causing a distraction. What's more distracting than working with someone?
I was going to suggest going and joining the kicking the ring into a big hole gang, but apparently we're the bad guys now, which is my vibe.
We may or may not be the bad guys, just the bad guys think that we're with them and they just let us in and we're like, cool, we're just going to go take a look at this volcano that's the source of all your weakness.
I'm going to go make sure it's safe.
And then I guess we could just be at the volcano.
Yeah, we can work that out. Are we letting Aragorn in the front door while we do it, though?
Yeah. I mean, like, part of the exercise is testing how the door opens, and Aragorn is either, like, with us or he's just hiding behind a rock.
He does love that.
He's like, gates open, run! And they start trying to close it, but the ogres who are closing and opening the gate, they're like, but they just told it. Who am I supposed to listen to? Don't know. This isn't what I agreed. This isn't what I signed up for. And they just drop their chains and walk off.
We're going to unionize the ogres that opened the gate.
I'm taking my 15.
Okay, sure. We're gonna go to Mordor, work/not work for Sauron, let Aragorn in the front door, and then just pop over to Mount Doom to check the security problems?
Yeah, I mean, Aragorn's like causing trouble, right? We're like, oh no, this isn't us, this is a real threat, you guys better go deal with it, and we just like scoot off.
We've been working for several actual days at this point, and it's probably getting to us a bit, so realistically, in our contract, we should have a built-in time at the end to like check out the area, and frankly, the only interesting thing in all of Mordor is the giant fucking volcano.
There's a volcano and a tower, and that's it.
We get assigned one very polite orc as our like guide for this day.
Yeah, one that isn't called Shagrat but has a nice polite name like
Timothy
Rat Shagger.
Yes.
So I think a bunch of nonsense happens that sort of doesn't matter as long as Sauron's not paying attention to the volcano while Aragorn's running around, right?
It's got Aragorn doing pranks in Mordor and we're going to head to the volcano.
Aragorn with a bucket of banana peels.
Rat Shagger is unable to say cracks of doom and has to come up with a euphemism.
Oh, yeah, it's too rude for him. He's like...
And this is the place where we decommission informants.
Oh, this is a cool volcano. What's going on here? I'm sure we won't meet any people who we remember from months and months ago, maybe years at this point.
I think it's important that we show up because obviously Sauron's not a moron and he's put a door with a lock on the front of the cave to Mount Doom.
You would think.
So Rat Shagger opens the lock for us to inspect.
Oh, very nice crack.
So hang on, you've bullshit your way into Mordor to Mount Doom.
Yeah.
And we've got the door open as you maybe show up.
A fascinating question here is because in the previous episode it took you guys a lot longer than the events of the actual story took, whereas we've been pretty close to the real timeline. Are we just camped outside for like...
Yeah, you've just been in a tent there for like a week.
It's like months, surely.
Okay, sure, a month. You've been living... You've made a tent out of your magic elf cloaks that disguises rocks.
I've been XP farming and I haven't put any points in strength till I'm all charisma. Finally max my charisma after months of orc killing.
To keep Qualum in check and make sure that he doesn't realise that we're about to destroy the ring, I have been building out of wood that we found running around the ring shop that we're going to set up in Mount Doom.
Wait, we turn up to check the crack and there's a little hut and it says like rings for cheap on it.
You've been preparing all the things you'd need, like a mould and gathering bits of rock for ore, and like, don't worry, Qualum, as soon as we get into that mountain, I'm ready to forge you a ring.
It's like a price list, so it's like 3 for the kings of the elves, hand wide, 9 for mortal men.
And how much for this? No, wait, no, not this one. This one is different.
So I think actually the scene we enter is you guys are looking through your one-way glass of the inside of your tent.
I don't know how we got one-way glass, but sure.
Well, it's the cloak, right?
We have a cloak?
The cloaks that disguise as rocks. Do you have cloaks that make you look like rocks?
You can't see through them.
They're just cloaks that are dark. Sure. They're not magical at all.
Well, if you two are cloaked, then I'll be at the ring shop, like, manning it, trying to not look suspicious.
Sure, I'm having a nap.
Okay, so you've made a little bivouac that you're just hiding on the edge of Mount Doom where you're in a little crack so you can see the door, but they can't see you very easily. And behind your tent, you've just got a pile of dead orcs because every time an orc comes past, you like snag him, stab him, and then see if he's got a key.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The alternative is, right, we have like a bunch of like IOUs for like various orcs that we've been coming past getting like food off and stuff and being like, oh, we'll make you a ring as soon as the forge opens.
The orcs always get sent in pairs, so you kill one of them and you say, I'll give you this guy's stuff if you leave us alone.
That's good.
This sounds like eventually Sauron's going to hear about this and go, oh wow, a ring shop, I like rings, I should go and visit.
But how can he visit? He's a big eye.
Well, he's kind of half incorporeal at the moment, so I guess, I don't know.
It's on his list.
There is no way this plan works.
It just gets really creepy around there. Shit starts going wrong.
But I think what happens is, like, you hear people coming, you don't know it's us, you see an orc step up towards the gate and you just jump out and stab him.
Oh, absolutely, you know I do.
Are we doing that? I am the ring shop to be the distraction and then you can sneak behind them and stab them whilst I'm distracting them with the patter of the sails?
Oh, right. So Ratshag is like, oh, I didn't expect to find a ring shop up here.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm an orc now. Oh, yeah, we've been making rings for centuries, but we've moved to the Prime Forge. The Mount Doom Forge.
Come along, contractors. This is
get him. Oh, before he gets the contractors in. Oh, contractors, we'll sell you this guy's stuff.
Hang on. Ratshag. Oh.
What the? What?
Hello.
I recognize you.
Why do you look so scrawny?
Wait, have you not been eating?
We've been subsiding on whatever we can sell orc stuff for orc food for the last few months.
Oh, we've still got lembers left.
AJ, I think you should notice Qualum.
I don't remember that one from the family party.
Yeah. Paul died a long time ago. No, Paul didn't die. Paul went back to the pub. And then Qualamir died. And now we got this one.
I don't remember any parties. My name is Qualum. What is your name? I'm going to write it down on this rock.
I don't think we should tell him our name.
That sounds bad. Let's not do that.
That's a thing he does. Don't worry about it.
Make up a
He's
name.
He's got both of our names on a rock, Ed and Dumbfuck. Both of my names on a rock.
Oh, it's
sorry.
Probably fine then.
All three of us are named Faker real name.
Cool! That makes it easy. I could use one rock for all three of you.
Qualum, let me introduce you. Qualum's a good friend of ours, best man at my wedding.
You're married?
I didn't have a wedding. It's just the phrase. It's an in-joke we've developed over the last few months.
Well, you just killed the best friend we made.
You shouldn't have made that friend. Yeah, so anyway, this is Qualum, this is Jamie, Bear, and AJ. Write that on the rock.
Uh-oh.
Eddie, can I have a moment?
Yeah, you can have a little sidebar. What's going on, buddy?
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Is that ring been getting to your head? Who the fuck is this guy?
What are you talking about, dude? This is Qualum.
Look at him, he's like... He's got scratched into his forehead, can't wait to steal the ring.
He's a lot to look at first, but after you've been with him for like a few months, he's a pretty chill dude. He's got like this weird split personality thing going on, but they're both basically fine and harmless as long as you promise to give him a ring when we get into the forge. That's the whole thing that his friendship is predicated on.
Wait, you gave him your phone number?
No, wrong kind of ring. You've misunderstood. Also, what is phones in this universe?
Wait, you're going to marry him?
No, he's going to marry himself. It's a weird one.
Hey, I've been looking through this guy's stuff and he's got a key?
Yeah, we're here to check the security of the crack.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, catch you up.
Yeah.
We've become defense experts in the last few months.
What does that mean?
What that means is that people let us in.
Oh!
And we collect keys. You know how you've been on like this whole ring collecting journey?
Yeah, yeah.
For us, it's keys.
Interesting.
So basically, if this goes our way, then, you know, everything's fine. And if it doesn't, we're getting paid anyway.
Hang on.
We may or may not be double agents. That depends on how well things go here, to be honest.
Okay. I definitely trust you.
Hang on. Are you telling me you're playing both sides?
Well, we'd like the good guys to win, but if we have to join...
Eddie, sidebar from Jamie.
Okay, all right. What's up, buddy?
I'm playing both sides.
All right. Now, you know rule one about playing both sides is don't tell one of the sides you're playing. I'm also playing both sides, for the record.
But we're not any of the sides, are we?
Interesting. All right, so is it only you playing both sides?
All right, let's unsidebar this. I haven't decided yet.
I'm very confused. Wait,
Jamie, do you ever feel like you have no side because nobody is on your side?
Aww.
I mean, or am I on no one side?
I'm going to open this door.
Okay. That works.
I probably shouldn't reveal this information to the group, but I feel like it's going to come about pretty quickly. I do have a sword.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, we're probably decently kitted out, having been defense contractors at multiple military places.
It's all decorative, though. It's all decorative stuff for us.
Hey, Eddie doesn't know that.
And Qualum has many rocks.
Yeah, this is all functional, dude. I've killed a bunch of orcs.
We have, by proxy.
And a big spider.
I did kill a big spider, that's true.
Oh, there's... Oh, I'm glad I wasn't there for the big spider.
No, I was terrified that I was there for it, but someone had to do something.
Just let it out. You don't need to kill him all the time.
No. We needed to kill that one.
Anyway, gate.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's head inside.
I think AJ just opened the gate. Should we go take a look at this volcano?
It's a forge, I'm told. So we're going to figure out how we're going to what we're going to have to make.
Do we need to rebuild the forge? This just looks like a big hole.
Are you telling me there's no way to make a ring in here?
I'm sure if you give us like about 3 to 5 months, we can make a forge.
To 5 months?
Right, so we have this ring mold.
Yes.
We obviously need the rocks to turn into gold.
Right.
So all we need to do is to lower you slowly into the forge.
Dumbfuck.
Yes.
I've got a rock here that has the word dumbfuck on it.
We'll just lower you slowly.
These two are tied together, correct?
Oh, wait. No, hang on. Are we still tied together?
Oh, no.
All three of us still tied together.
I assume you two are. I don't know about Potter.
In the best role-playing tradition, you didn't explicitly mention that you weren't, therefore.
Master Eddie, I've got a rock with your name on it.
Paul, we agree. We were going to take out Alex together. Why would you betray me like this? You were like a brother to me.
Oh, pop culture references. Time to do a This Is Sparta one.
So if I understand what's happened here, Qualum has cracked Alex with a rock. Alex has gone tumbling over one edge of the bridge, but is connected to Eddie.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Bear is just narrating this in real time as we watch them tumble.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm explaining to the others what we're seeing here.
Oh, interesting. Which one should we push over next?
Eddie starts to get pulled. Qualum grabs the rope that's tied to both of their necks so that they don't fall and stumbles back the other side, and they're now just dangling with Eddie on the bridge and the other two are swinging.
Oh my god.
Hey, Eddie, you want to know the magic thing about this rope?
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
It undoes.
Qualum, did you just undo the rope thinking that you had a master plan?
I...
If you untie the rope and drop, does that mess Eddie's balance up and thus he falls to the left?
With you.
Into the pool with me.
I was thinking about this. I was like, if I've got ropes either side of me, all I've got to do is time it right to slice one and untie the other with the magic.
Okay.
You do have the sword.
I can get out of this alive. I have the sword. I have the equipment.
If you slice the rope, the ring is going with Alex.
When Qualum's drops, I run up and try and grab Eddie's arm to hold him so that Alex isn't dead.
Oh, I was going to run up and kick Eddie off. Okay.
I've got Eddie by the sword arm, just trying to hold him up.
No, I need to cut that. I need to save myself. Alex is too heavy. It's not worth it.
Help.
I'm like, Jamie, AJ, do something. Pull Alex up or kick Eddie.
Oh, we're saving them. Okay.
Didn't we invent explosives? I feel like we invented explosives. Like, this situation seems to be going south really quickly. So I'm just going to rig the whole place.
I was going to go and try and help and accidentally bundle all of us over the edge. I guess you're going to set up some explosives as I do so.
I think the volcano needs some help, okay?
It's also a volcano, so while you're setting up explosives, there are sparks of lava jumping around everywhere.
Okay, so I'm like, Poilum accidentally gets himself killed. I go to cut the rope, but you grab my arm thinking, no, I'll save you. I'm like, no, I can save myself. At which point, Jamie runs over, like, trips and knocks us all into the lava.
Yeah, so five of us go in with the ring.
AJ's left standing there with some explosives and is like, well, in for a penny. Chucks them into the volcano.
But like the ring going in, that causes an eruption that sets off all the explosives, and it's just Eowyn and Wormtongue at the entrance just standing slack-jawed looking.
You brought both of them?
And Ratshagger.
No, he got stabbed. Ratshagger got stabbed by Eddie.
Oh no!
You look back, you're like, I've got this, start walking away. You just get exploded, and it's just Eowyn and Wormtongue.
And Aragorn running around Mordor doing some pranks.
Yeah, the prankster.
You cut Aragorn in the distance, looks at the mountain, and the mountain just explodes.
An eagle shows up, lands next to us, was like, I was told I was supposed to pick someone up, just sees a bunch of body parts and, like, cool a snack.
Well, sees Eowyn and Wormtongue, picks them up and fucks off.
Yeah.
Taxi!
I've been told to drop you off at the Shire, and just Eowyn and Wormtongue just live in the Shire now.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. The Scar of the Shire. It's... Oh, no.
So it turns out the answer to the question, could we survive the Lord of the Rings, was no.
But not for the reasons you might think.
Could we get the One Ring to Mordor? Yes. Could we survive? No. Thanks for listening, Anonymous Data Point. I know everyone tells you this, but as a tiny independent outlet, we really do need your support. So if you've enjoyed this stupid episode, please subscribe on whichever platform you're listening on. If you're feeling extra generous, you could rate and review us on Apple and Spotify. 5 stars, please. Or more importantly, you could recommend this show to a friend. Regardless of whether you do any of that, we really appreciate your listenership, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Well, you'll see us anyway. I mean, not see, exactly. Nah, you get the idea.
And the epilogue is just Eowyn and Wormtongue bringing board games to the Shire.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to scour it of boredom.
Hey.
Aragorn's like, my fellow hobbits, hang on, what the, they're all, whatever. if we had got there, it would have been, no, you better bow to me, you idiots. It nearly caused so much destruction.
Which is like, Aragorn, what did you do? You asked some ghosts to fight. That was it.
Yeah, why do you deserve to be king? I rock up with my nat 20 charisma. Not important. I'm fully dead. We're all fully dead.
Yep.
Yay.
Oh, dear.
But if someone ever makes a ring in Mount Doom again, maybe our spirits are intertwined.
It would be the worst ring you've... You know the ring of power? This is whatever the opposite of power is.
The ring of squabbling.
You forge it, and then as soon as you need its power, it just splits into 6 pieces.
The ring of incompetence.
Right, but Paul lived.
No, he didn't.
Original
Paul did... Well, we don't know if Paul survived.
Wait, no. Original Paul got mugged on the way back.
Paul went to the pub.
That would be a funny epilogue. We just see Paul back at the pub, absolutely sloshed, like, I wonder what happened to the rest of those guys.
Oh, God. It's been... Blimey, it's been a while. It's been, like, 3 months and I haven't seen any of them.
Original Paul ends up inventing, like, drinking board games because of Eowyn and Wormtongue, maybe.
Or does he see the volcano explode in the distance? He's like, wow, I guess they did it. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
Not knowing what happened along the way.
I bet they're living a great life in Mordor now.
Can't wait to see him in a few months when they get back here.
What the fuck is a Wormtongue?